What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. And joining me on the line this morning is regular guest, our naturopath, Mel. Good morning, Mel. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Good morning. Lovely to be chatting with you as well.
Would have been nice had you been in the studio. We could have had a chat face to face, and you could have brought your lovely daughter in as well. That would have been good.
I know. Few car troubles this morning, so
yeah.
Change of plans. And isn't technology amazing? The old phone line.
Using the old phone line. Now, today, what are we going to be chatting about?
Look, to start off with, I thought I'd just mention a few sort of naturopathic kind of alternative health fads that are around at the moment.
Fads.
Because there's always something, isn't there?
Absolutely.
There's always something new on social media, something with great advertising campaigns, social media influencers. And the main thing is that they're after a sale, and not really after looking after your body. So one thing that keeps coming up for me are all these kind of detoxes and just going on, you know, drinking juices only for a week and saying that it's going to cure everything. They use these big words, and that can really, really draw attention for someone who's got a lot of health issues, thinking that this is it. It's expensive. It's not really full of nutrients, because cutting out all your foods are what are actually beneficial for your body. So I always say to people, you've just got to use common sense and really look at the person who's sort of pushing these things towards you. Another one would be apple cider vinegar gummies.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of those?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Yeah. So, look, the reason that I would be recommending apple cider vinegar is so that you actually taste that bitter taste, and it helps to stimulate the body's natural digestive enzymes. It can help with digestion. Again, it's not right for everybody, but in the gummy form, the first ingredient is often a sugar or something like mannitol, which can upset people's stomachs. And that takes away from the fact that you're actually meant to get that bitter taste to stimulate your digestive system. So, again, we just use logic and common sense here. But you've got to be cautious, because there's so much advertising and people really spend money on that, and with social media influencers too. That affects someone's health, and they think they're doing something great, and they're expensive, and they go out and they, you know, buy a kit or a detox kit. So I just say use your common sense and make sure that you really are having a consultation with someone you trust, getting that right advice for the one body that you live in.
And I think we often look for the short term, don't we, Mel? Like, it's okay, I can do this in a month and then I'll be fine, and then I go back to not such a good healthy lifestyle.
No, and if you're looking at doing, say, a 3 or 5 day juice cleanse, what that is doing is reducing your calorie intake. So, of course, you're going to lose some weight very quickly. You also might get some side effects if you're suddenly stopping caffeine and you're getting headaches and you're feeling nauseous. And people will be saying, yeah, that's awesome. That's what it's meant to be. Well, some people might disagree.
Yeah.
We have to look after the body, and the body needs nutrients like vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K. They're fat soluble, so you're not getting those if you just eat fruit. And thinking, okay, when I stop this, am I going to make some good healthy changes and habits long term, or am I going to keep going back to what I used to do?
Fads.
Yeah, very simple.
Indeed. Hey, Mel, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. You okay to hang on there?
Absolutely.
I'll put you back on hold. My guest on the line this morning is our regular guest, naturopath Mel. We're talking about some of those fads. Love to know. You got a question for Mel? Text in 0429 985 985. Maybe related to what we're talking about with some of these things that you might see that are good for a week or a month. Let us know. Got a question? 0429 985 985. Back after Emma Mullings. This is Freedom. are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike, and joining me on the line this morning is Mel, our naturopath. Mel, we've been talking about fads, and speaking of fads, I've had someone just actually pop into the studio that may have a few questions for you talking about fads. Good morning, Gisele.
Morning. Morning to you, Mel. Now,
hi, Gisele.
speaking of fads, Beck and I, we've been on one since Easter. A sugar fast.
Didn't be March.
Yeah, a few months.
Wow, five months.
Now, it's our birthdays this week, and hers was on, well, yesterday, and mine's on Friday, so we thought we'd break it. So after not having sugar for, say, 4 or 5 months, whatever it is, we've decided to do a bit of a challenge, and I'd love to have your opinion on it. We're both going to try and attempt a eating challenge. Now, it's a 3 kg cream donut, and we have to eat it.
There's your answer.
And we have to eat it within half an hour. Honest opinion, what are your thoughts on it?
Come on, Mel.
Okay. Now, can I just backtrack? First of all, I take out the word fad. You've made a really positive, life-changing health change in your life, well, removing sugar. Now, is that refined sugar? Or like, were you eating some fruit and...
Yeah. So it's just all the artificial stuff. So we were allowed to have, say, pure honey, organic honey, and all fruits. We're allowed to keep all that. It was just purely, you know, just your, I guess, your fake sugar.
Or anything that's got sugar in it.
Yeah, processed, I guess. Yeah.
And that's another thing. You know, sugar actually comes from the sugar cane. It's just all the processing and other things that happen. Now, look...
Don't giggle too much.
I kind of wish I was there face to face because I feel like I'm being punked. You've made such an amazing change because, you know, sugar might taste good. You know, there's that sweetness, there's that response in the brain as well. But it is addictive. It can lead to changes in energy levels because you get a spike, then it drops. It leads to inflammation. All sorts of health issues. And so you've just made all these changes, and that includes making the habit changes, changing, you know, the taste buds. And I think your body is going to be in absolute overload because all of a sudden you're going to need all this insulin coming from the pancreas to kind of manage that high blood glucose level. And you're not doing it with, like, a cupcake or a muffin. You're doing it with a 3-kilo donut, which I actually feel like is at a Guinness World Book Records kind of thing.
It is one of the biggest donuts in the world. So people fly in from overseas to come do this challenge. So overall, your advice would be to take it slow?
I think that's conservative. My advice would actually be not to do it. So you can call me the fun police, but the effect of that glucose spike in your body, I actually say it could be dangerous. So you might need to have Mike's regular guest medical doctor on standby just in case as well.
All right.
Better call in Dr. Stewart.
All right.
On standby. Yeah. Mel,
I think
really...
I have to call this afternoon.
So this is all happening tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Is that right?
Most likely in the 4 o'clock hour.
All right. Have you got backup for people to fill in for you? Should you not be feeling well?
That's...
Mel?
Yes. I think he won't be feeling well. I'm pretty confident with that.
Well, thank you so much for your advice. I'll pass this on to Beck, my co-host, and we'll see what we can do. No promises.
Oh, and look... Happy birthday, Gisele.
Oh, thank you very much.
hey, Mel.
That's the icing on the cake, yes.
Icing on the cake. Get it?
Well done.
Mel, we'll take a break. We've got some questions coming through. We'll come back and chat some more. All the best. So that's tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon, yes.
This is the challenge. You're going to try and eat whoever can eat most.
Yep, walks away because it's been a competition for months.
Yep, okay.
And we both have lasted for months. So the only way we know how... To reveal a winner is to see who can eat the most sugar. Now it's flipped,
right?
So we'll see how that goes tomorrow.
Okay, so even with all that health advice,
no, I'm still thinking it. I'm still thinking about it, Mel.
You're still going ahead. Good on you, just all the best.
Thanks for the advice.
Lucas Graham there and Love Someone. You are on 98.5. It's weekdays with Mike, and joining me on the line this morning is our naturopath, Mel. We started talking about fads and then we got caught up with Gisele's challenge tomorrow. Thanks for your professional advice there, Mel. We'll see how that goes tomorrow in drive from 3 o'clock.
I think I'm the one having a panic about it. Like, it's quite serious to suddenly be looking at a 3 kilo lump of sugar, really.
Massive. Massive. Indeed. Mel, we've got some questions coming through. Thank you, Jason, from Rockingham. Talking about fads, we kicked off talking about that this morning. Jason says, I've tried intermittent fasting before over a 24-hour period. Fast for 16 hours and then normal portion meals for the remaining 8 hours of the day. Can I ask Mel's thoughts on the intermittent fasting? It seems to be very popular at the moment as we're talking about fads. Great question, Jason, from Rockingham.
Yes, and look, I wouldn't really put it under the fad category because there are a lot of benefits here, especially when we're looking at intermittent fasting, because eating sort of within that 8 hour window and then fasting for 16 hours can be really beneficial. And that's on many different levels for the person, like beneficial for giving the digestive system a break, better cognition, clearer thought processes, better sleep can come out of that as well. The main thing is that you still need to be thinking about the kinds of food that are being consumed within that 8 hour window. So you've still got to be making healthy choices. That's kind of the fad part there. But otherwise, it can have a lot of benefits for people. Okay. And people find that it gives their digestive systems a break. Like, we're not meant to eat constantly. We should at least be avoiding food for 8-10 hours overnight. Constantly, there's always the exception. So someone who's pregnant or breastfeeding, you just keep eating. You eat what you need to eat.
Okay.
The rest of us, we need to be, being conscious about what we eat, eating mindfully, trying to sit down, because when you eat a meal, it takes at least sort of 15 minutes to actually feel full and for the receptors to go between, the gut and the brain to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And look, one other benefit when we're talking about intermittent fasting is it can help with help regulate blood sugar levels. So just keep that in mind. It's always individual, but there can be some good benefits, and the 8 hour, the 16 hour is a good balance for someone starting off. It's not extreme.
Okay. Does that also, so even just thinking about that, the 8 hours, even thinking about meal times, does that even, would that potentially help, Mel, even working out and spacing your meal times better?
Yes, it would too. And then seeing if you can get good habits, good routine, and it works for each person. So you've got to do it and then have that intuition. Think, how do I feel? What are my health concerns? Why am I doing this? And when we talk about giving the digestive system a break, that is a big benefit with fasting, but we still got to get to that next level of, if you've got issues with your digestive system, if you've been diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome, if you've got, inflammation in the gut, bloating, things like that, you still have to use other things to address that. Gut healing powders, probiotics, prebiotics, the right kind of food, food intolerances. So there's other elements there as well.
Yeah, sure. Mel, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up if you're okay to hold on there.
Yes.
Got on your Mel. My guest on the line this morning is our naturopath, Mel. We've been talking about fads, and a great question from Jason there from Rockingham regarding intermittent fasting. If you've got a question, get in real quick. Text away 0429 985 985. At 98.5 weekdays with Mike, joining me on the line this morning is regular guest, our naturopath, Mel. We were just talking about Jason's asking about intermittent fasting. Also got another message from Tracy. Mel Tracy says, thanks, Tracy. Good morning. She says, I love intermittent fasting alongside my workouts, and I can definitely feel the difference. No bloating, no inflammation, and more energy, says Stacey.
Oh, that's fantastic. And that's generally the feedback that I receive from people who are fasting.
Yeah.
And they just feel a lot better and a lot of clarity there.
Hi, Jasmine.
Sorry, you got someone crying for help.
That's
here.
Okay.
Now, look, to sort of wrap things up, the body always needs minerals, and we need to look at our food from that perspective of being the fuel, the energy, what's going to help our cells, and sugar is addictive, back to that one. And look, in terms of indulging a little bit, that's always fine, but it's moderation and it's making really good health choices.
Yeah.
So think, what can you do on a daily basis? Of course, having a little indulgence, if there's a morning tea, having something, but you're not doing that constantly, because the reality is, you shouldn't be eating a 3 kilo donut.
That's right.
that the moral of the story? No. But we always need to look at the minerals and the vitamins and nutrient density in our food. Mm. So is it going to be giving us good energy, sustained energy? Is it our fuel? Is it going to give us that extreme spike in energy? Then we come crashing down from it.
Yeah. Mel, it's been good having a chat with you once again. And a final one before we go. I've just got another message in from Tracy from Rivervale. Good morning. Another Tracy. Got two Tracys this morning. There we go. Tracy says, we were just talking to Giselle about the challenge tomorrow. Tracy says, don't do it. So we'll pass this message on, Tracy. Now, get this. Tracy says, I will start a sugar-free meal plan if you don't eat it. Tracy's joining in with the conversation here. Your brain will remember, just like it does with coffee. Miss a coffee and you become grumpy, lethargic and restless. So Tracy's joining the bandwagon as well this morning with Beck and Giselle tomorrow afternoon. Hey, Mel, it's been great chatting. Say hi to your daughter.
I will. Do you think I'm going to be asked back? Do you think people are going to want to hear someone tell them not to eat sugar?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Mel.
Really lovely to chat to you.
Yeah, good on you, Mel.
Good to chat to you soon.
Indeed. We'll look forward to catching up in the studio next time. My guest on the line this morning has been our regular guest, our naturopath, Mel. You are on 98.5, and this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.